pleasure for me to be included in this event and to be here at this historical American Royal Building. The Royal has always been a symbol of the importance of Midwest agriculture since it was established in 1899. Agriculture's role here and across the country remains important. Because of America's dairy farmers, we enjoy abundance, safe, and affordable food in this country. In order to ensure that that continues, we need Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform. For the dairy industry, an industry where there is no such thing as a day off, there is no viable visa program to provide a legal, stable, and knowledgeable workforce that ensures milk and other nutritious dairy products that make sure they get into the dairy case or our lunch programs at school or other places that we need them. We know from experience that too few domestic workers want these jobs, and the issue is bigger than dairy. Especially crops like lettuce, strawberries, apples need to see these changes also. As do corn, beans, wheat farmers who support immigration reform to meet the needs on their own farms or on behalf of the farms that buy their products. For example, the U.S. dairy herd consumes more than 133 billion pounds of feed in the form of corn, corn silage, soybean meal, and alfalfa each year. Much of this product is grown here in Missouri and Kansas. Without immigration reform, we're making it more difficult for farmers to harvest their crops. As a result, we're going to make it more difficult for consumers to access affordable food. We could even risk allowing more of our food to be moved overseas. Many of our fruits and vegetables will be picked, and our cows will be milked by foreign workers. The only question is whether they will be grown and milked in our country or in a foreign country somewhere else that we would not want them to be produced. In closing, I want to again say that we are fortunate to have a food system that allows us to deliver safe, quality, affordable food for our families. Immigration reform is important for all of us, for all of rural America, for all of agriculture, and for consumers in this nation. Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for the opportunity to speak on this important issue and for championing this issue on our behalf.